A Pretty Romance Packed July. These are the books I read, my thoughts, and my ratings. A Love Letter to Whiskey by Candy Steiner. I've talked about this book at length at this point. This is definitely a must read if you like angst and emotional turmoil and that back and forth, wrong place, wrong time kind of plot. This is a story about Bea and Jamie, who are friends from a fairly young age, high school. This isn't a spoiler when I say this because it's in the first few pages. He falls for her best friend, and that's the start of it all. And it covers their love story over, I think it's like a decade, decade and a half. There is just so much wrong that happens in this book, but it's just so good. This is the 5th anniversary edition, and I highly recommend you getting this version. The original ends at page 350 or so, and then in this edition, she has his point of view for like 200 pages at the end. Hot take, I think it would have been that much better if she never added it, although it is good. The original ending packs such a punch and it's just such an epic ending. This ending has its own epic nature as well. Definitely 5 stars. Hopeless by Elsie Silver. I did a review on this a few posts ago, so if you want the detailed version, go check that out. This is the last book in her Chestnut Spring series, centered around Beau, who is a veteran and hero. And Bailey is a town outcast and is born into a really bad family that is involved in criminal activity. He has some PTSD, depression, doesn't have a purpose, and she's looking to make enough money to jump town and start her own life somewhere else. A bit of a letdown, given how the prior 3 books, books 2, 3, 4, were written, but still a great read nonetheless, very solid, and looking forward to breaking into more of her series. 3 stars. Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. This summer, I wanted to read a few more classics. I've seen the movie, never read the book, and given I've been in a romance headspace recently, figured this was a great place to start. I'm pretty sure everybody that's watching this video knows what Pride and Prejudice is, so I'm not gonna go into detail on describing it. If you've never read a classic like this before and you're looking to, I would definitely just be mindful that it takes some getting used to the language and the writing style. It's not Old English, but it's kind of a hybrid between Old English and Modern English. Obviously a phenomenal story, 4.25 stars. And then Done and Dusted by Lila Sage, cowboy romance. Emmy is a champion barrel racer and Luke owns the local bar and is also the older brother's best friend. I think it's solid for what it is. I just didn't think there was a ton of depth in the plot, and it's a bit cheesy at times. The first half of the book, when they start to notice each other again, there was a lot of he's hot, she's hot, he's hot, she's hot, and just reminding themselves of the other person's attractiveness over and over again. And it kind of got a bit tiring, but still very solid. If you're looking for just a quick summer cowboy romance kind of vibe book, this is definitely one that you should look into. 3 stars. Peace.